from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Insider Nate Taylor is hanging out with us. Another week of practice, Nate. Let's just start right there with the injury stuff. Any sense yet from you? We were talking about the battle for left tackle. You were nodding your head, so I think you kind of agree. But do we think this is a serious injury for Wanye?
I hope not. It didn't look that painful, but I do get the sense that they're probably going to do some MRIs, some x-rays, just to see if there's anything structurally wrong. But from what I could tell today, it wasn't anything noticeable, right? So, for instance, when we saw Justin Watson have his foot injury, you could tell immediately,
yeah,
oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Like, his foot...
He was down.
His foot stuck
same in, with Tony,
a,
really.
In an odd position, and ooh, that doesn't feel well. Yeah, same with Tony. He fell to the turf in an awkward manner, and you could tell, ooh, that's going to hurt. So, okay, understandable. He did some one-on-ones today. He was obviously, as you guys said earlier, at left guard. You know, it's more trench work. It's hard to really tell. But look, I guess it's a positive sign that he was in the front of the cart. He didn't really look to be in a ton of pain. But I'm imagining, and again, I'm not sure of this quite yet, but as we're talking right now, they're probably evaluating him up in the indoor, training facility here at Missouri Western. So I don't anticipate it necessarily being like devastating. But it could be understandable that he might be out for, you know, a short amount of time.
How much longer on Bolton?
Because
initially I heard not too serious, but then I'm not
just thinking a drag on. It's gonna.
It's too hot. I'm gonna be injured a few more days. Kind of camp. What's going on?
I love that coach was like he tweaked his elbow, and I'm like,
that could be what?
What the
what's
hell
a tweak
does that
of the
mean,
elbow?
Coach?
Yeah.
You know, Nick's a full-blown starter. He's your green dot. He's your third-year veteran going into the last year.
Lost one of your starting linebackers last year.
Rookie contract. Yeah, Willie Gay's not here. I want to remind people, too, for all the injury concerns, LeJarius Sneed took how many reps in training camp?
I know it.
It was zero,
yep,
kids.
Yeah.
It is not serious.
He's already taken camp off in Tennessee.
I love
the knee injuries.
I love
LeJarius.
It was news in Tennessee, fellas, that LeJarius Sneed practiced on the opening day of training camp to therefore say, I got the playbook down. I don't need to do this anymore.
We're good.
I'm good.
You want me to shove that guy down? Okay.
Yeah. I got my technique down. I said, hello, wave to the new fans, and you'll see me in September. So I think Nick Bolton will probably come back sometime next week. I don't get the sense that like he's going to miss the preseason game if he is available.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a reason Chris Jones was like, I got a little groin injury. And then I get the next day off, and then I get the next day off, and oh, look at that. I'm great.
It always comes on 99-degree days. Nobody got hurt today. So
no
it's
one
nice.
Yeah,
so
other than
who's
yeah.
showing up on Monday? That's when it's 100 degrees out here. That's what Chris Jones or somebody on Monday. We'll see.
Hey, Coach, you know, I think I need one more day.
It'll be Tuesday.
This tweaked elbow, you know?
This doesn't have to do with Nick Bolton, who's a very important player to their defense.
But I said, I'm not worried about Willie Gay being gone at all because I'm convinced Chanel's the breakout player.
Ooh.
He's the guy we haven't spent enough time talking about. I think he is a, and this is crazy to say about Willie Gay, I think he's more athletic and more skilled than Willie Gay.
I don't know if he's more athletic. Based on this scheme, he might be a better fit, though.
Yeah, the blitzing stuff for sure.
Yeah, with Leo and obviously crashing down on the end, giving you some bare front flexibility. That's obviously what they showed in the postseason. And look, he's gotten really good at tackling and at least being in the right space in coverage. Now, they're not going to ask him to do that a ton.
But they didn't ask Willie to do that a ton.
Right. And I understand Chiefs fans' frustration where they were like, wow, every time the ball's near Willie Gay, he just flashes, right? Even if he missed an occasional tackle, it's like,
he's there.
You can't use that guy more. But I do think with Drew Tranquil in year two, giving him a little bit of coverage on the back end, I can see why Leo Chanel could be a breakout potential player. Even Mike Dana a few days ago was like, no. Like, he's telling us Leo Chanel's, like, coming, and he might really be someone that you want to keep your eye on. And then when you watch the one-on-ones, he's smushing people, yeah, trying to protect the quarterback.
He's like the bulldoggy type linebacker. Like, we're just like,
yeah,
no, just bumper, all head going downhill, 1,000 miles
yes,
an hour.
Yeah, like,
I think about him like climbing that. I always think about him climbing that double-decker bus at the parade. That's the same energy.
Yeah.
I can't get up here. Well, I'm not going to go around.
Right.
I'll just go up.
There's different levels of freak athleticism where you see Willie on a practice field and you're like, he could do anything, you know?
Yeah.
Where like, I'll never forget the play in Denver where he blitzes, you know, Russell Wilson, bats the ball, catches it, and just immediately puts this man in the dirt.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, also freak athlete, just says, ah, get out of my way, scoring a touchdown. You look at Leo and you're like, he made Christian McCaffrey look normal at times in the Super Bowl. That was
really hard to get
here. What is this? You know, and he talked to us about it a couple days ago about having the 2 weeks to prepare and really getting to know the opponent. So as a run defender with, you know, Chris Jones, obviously having Nick Bolton alongside you, there's a reason that he could have a pretty interesting year where it's like a couple of forced fumbles, obviously a handful of sacks, couple tackles for losses here and there, and obviously, you know, gives the defense a different look than what, you know, Willie Gay did, but at the same time being perhaps even just as effective.
We have Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from The Athletic, joining us inside the Comcast Business Tent, powering possibilities. We were talking off air about this, watching some of the wide receivers so far here at camp, and Hollywood Brown is just not bad at camp or anything. It's just kind of doing his thing, right?
I mean, guys, I wrote this in The Athletic. It was a while ago, but this is a public service announcement. Just take him in your fantasy draft, okay? It's a sure thing at this point, obviously barring injury. But yeah, we were talking about it off air, Alex, and I think you have a great comp. Like, he's not the same receiver, but like, I think Juju Smith-Schuster came to the team in 2022 and was like, oh Lord, we really working out here. We're really running routes. He wants me to go more downfield. Well, about at this point, it was very clear. They're like, oh, that's the next best receiver next to Travis Kelce. And we're getting a similar feel now where it's like, well, he's good. He catches. He can track the ball. He can run a variety of routes. He's obviously fast. He's not the fastest guy, but he's still really fast. And he's built a similar connection with Mahomes to where you say, oh, I see that working on opening night against the Baltimore Ravens, whatever they ask him to do. And he'll even be more juiced up, of course, because that is the team that drafted him. So there's nothing to report other than
it just seems sleepy. Does that make
there's nothing sleep to report other than take him in your fantasy
really
draft? Because he'll be a solid contributor for the offense. I'm not saying he's going to have like 1,200 yards, but at the same time, I know that he's probably going to be one of the more reliable skill position players alongside, you know, Travis Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco.
How many plays a game will Xavier Worthy run directly down the field? And in it, like, how many snaps is he going to get? Because that's part of it.
Right.
That's been obviously the biggest thing that everyone's noticed at camp. There are two plays, three plays a game, or a practice, that Xavier Worthy runs really fast down the field and Patrick Mahomes throws it to him.
Yep.
Whether it's supposed to go to him or he's just decided to throw it to him two or three times. Trent McDuffie was on our show and we said, that's something we get asked a lot. How fast is he? He's like, if you don't get a hand on him, you're not catching back up.
Oof.
Like, you know, you're not.
He said, you know,
Tyreek Hill. He's in that conversation speed wise.
He's like, if he gets past you, that's kind of all she wrote.
You're right. I don't know if he's in prime Tyreek Hill mode.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's great to know that Trent acknowledged that he's in the neighborhood, which is amazing. He should run 12-9 routes against the Baltimore Ravens. I just want to see it, right? I just want to see.
I think
it.
You open everything up. This should make
exactly.
Travis Gold made a point that we hadn't even thought about. How much easier with Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy is Travis Kelce's job again?
Yes.
Man had to work too hard last year.
Well, and again, battling through injuries as well. But I get the sense, too, like, just, hey, go in motion, run a clear out route. Run in motion, deep post. Run, like, another motion, another 9 route. So that at some point, it sets up what? It sets up the quick screen game. And you're starting to see that now a little bit in training camp where it's like, hey, some people have concerns, and I get it. Can he get mushed at the line of scrimmage by a veteran,
every wide receiver,
tall cornerback, more physical, if they want to play, you know, some man coverage, or if they just want to be in, like, you know, push cover 3? Well, you put him in motion, you get him behind Travis Kelce and perhaps another receiver, and then you quickly get the ball in his hands and see if he can make one guy miss on the perimeter of the field and get upfield. So I get the sense, at least early in September, it's going to be a lot of 9, a lot of post, and how much can we get you a quick screen, maybe 2 times a game, and see if one of them pops for, you know, a chunk game. And if you break a tackle, who knows? Maybe he's still running towards the end zone. But I would just love to see it because I know Hollywood Brown knows how to get open end zone coverage. I know Travis Kelce knows how to operate in one-on-ones or at least with a lot more space in the middle of the field. If that safety has to tell himself, much like what Trent McDuffie's saying, I don't want to lose a step. I don't want to be even with him because if I'm even and the ball's in the air, I've already lost, and they might as well just put 6 points on the board. So if that's going to be the case, Justin Watson knows how to run routes underneath well. So does Travis Kelce. So does Marquise Brown. So his stat line might not look great in September. But if the offense is scoring 30 points, his speed legitimizes everybody else's, you know, skill set, and it gives Patrick easier reads because the defense has to respect that level of speed. And then when you get to October, guess what, kids? Double moves, outs and ups, you know, corner routes that are a little more hard to tell because what you've seen on tape in September is not what he's doing now because he's growing in the offense as the season moves along.
So I don't respect like 80% of Twitter analysis.
What?
It's breaking down play by play. Like, look where his hands are. One person who I do respect is Benjamin Solak, who just recently got a job over at ESPN.
Him.
And I think he knows football incredibly well, and it's extremely bright. And the point he made the other day on Worthy is why you shouldn't be worried about GM coverage. He's like, do you realize how little wide receivers actually face press coverage at the line? It is so uncommon.
Yeah.
For you to be worried about one time he got jammed at the line is inconsequential. That is not something that is going to happen to Xavier Worthy very often.
Right.
More often or not, he'll have a free release.
Yeah. Or he'll be coming into motion to give him even more.
They do that with Tyreek all the time.
Yes, of course. And you're even seeing it with Tyreek with the Miami Dolphins, right? The way to get him free is to motion him across the formation and be right behind Jaylen Waddle, who, guess what, is also really, really fast. So that's why L'Jarius Sneed mattered so much, is because he was one of the rare cornerbacks who was comfortable not only pressing you, but telling the referee, I'm going to mug him. I'm going to physically assault him on the line of scrimmage, and I'm daring you to call a penalty. So if you're not playing the Tennessee Titans, which I don't believe they're on the Chiefs' schedule this year, you're not going to see a ton of press coverage. It's just, it'll be occasional. It might be in short yardage situations, red zone.
Third down
when you're trying to disrupt timing with a blitz maybe coming behind it. But, yes, I tend to agree with Ben Solak, and I tend to understand, too, that, like, even if he does get smushed, ladies and gentlemen, Travis Kelce is still probably somewhere open. So, cool. Like,
Rashee's probably there somewhere.
Yeah, if you want to smush him, then, guess who's running crossers and who's going to cross you to death? It's Rashee Rice. And even then, you still have the occasional screen game to open up that as well. So, There's obviously games within the games. There's obviously adjustments to the adjustments.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But just because he got pushed in one training camp practice, I think is good because it tells them the level of physicality that's coming.
Sure.
But it also is remindful that not every team is going to be asked to do that because the Chiefs have more options at their disposal than they had at any point last season.
We have Nate Taylor from The Athletic hanging out with us post-training camp practice today. Now, I apologize for asking this on air because we had an off-air conversation, but maybe there's been an update. I don't know. Maybe you haven't got there yet. Thinking of Rashee Rice, any new information perhaps? I know you were working on something.
Yes, this is a great discussion. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have made calls. I have done my job.
You're in the same boat.
They telling me anything.
Nobody's talking, huh?
Come on!
Nobody's talking.
Roger! Get on it! If you're going to do something, you kind of got to do it now. Now, the league will say, look, we're still
investigating.
Yes, we are still looking into the matter. They have not been, like, clear-cut about, like, the legal process, which, again, as I've told you all,
last week is not
really relevant to this. Uh-huh. Like they can obviously suspend him whenever the hell they want, which really does come down to Roger Goodell. But the league has said, from an actual official standpoint, like, hey, we are still going through it, and they referred me to what Roger Goodell said on draft week, fellas.
That was in April.
Draft week. That was in April. Sorry, I just stepped on your foot. That was in April. So, I mean, did I scream at the league? Of course I did not. I'm a respectable journalist, and I said, duly noted. But one of my follow-ups was that was a draft, right? Yeah.
You know what month we're in? It's August.
August, my guy. Like, so I don't know.
The Royals were 2-1 when this happened. Played 110 games since then.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I mean, I love the question. My editor believes that it will be a Friday's news dump, so I'm not saying it's going to happen this Friday.
Today, yeah.
But, as things may move along, that might happen. I think that's a fair theory, a fair thought.
Perfect solution. Every time we've gotten Friday news dumped at the worst possible time, we've played poker at my house.
Uh-oh.
So, that happened on the Kareem Hunt day.
Uh-oh.
So we might as well just schedule a game, Nate. You guys can all. Like,
what,
we can
two
have
weeks
the whole.
From now?
We can have the whole Chiefs beat over, and then we will walk ourselves directly into that decision. That's how this works.
Yeah. So I mean, we can go through precedent. We can go through context. But honestly, fellas, I don't know, and that'll be even more intriguing. Now, I don't believe the Chiefs when they say, "Well, we haven't heard anything from the league."
They've had a call, right? They want to know, too. They want the answer, too.
Stop it.
But they have to have an idea.
But again, it comes down to the league, and ultimately Roger Goodell has the final say on it.
Yeah.
And they have their, I was told that the update is, let me refer you back to the NFL draft in late April.
Okay.
So great.
I mean, if that's truly where they're at in
they're
terms of
get
their process, then it's, then he isn't getting suspended this year. Like if that is like if that's
but
not,
there was so much but there was so much, I guess I'll say, chatter in the league that like no, he's getting suspended. Like it's a wrap.
I think he's getting suspended. I'm just not so sure it's this year anymore.
And maybe that's where we are. Maybe that's what has slightly changed. But there were so many people in the league, you know, who were suggesting, intimating, inferring you that like
it was going to happen.
This is standard operation procedure, which is, you know.
But the season's basically here, man. We had preseason football last night. Did you watch an ounce of that game? I wanted to just watch for kickoffs, and I know it's a very small sample size. I told Cody this earlier.
He was bored.
It's a waste of time. The same thing. The kickoffs, there was a penalty because someone left a little too early.
He knew it was
going to
happen.
The kickoff returns were going on the 26-yard line. Waste of time. Small sample size, but just get rid of it. If we're not going back to 2012 kickoffs because of safety, which is fine, then let's not waste anybody's time and let's just start at the 25 or 30 and let Mahomes work.
It's just one preseason game,
okay,
Mr. Gold.
All right.
I said no one even showed anything unique yet, you know?
Well, they're not – I don't think they're going to until week one.
And at least they're tackling each other. That's better than starting at the 25 and not doing anything.
Right. And
great. So a play that goes to the same spot but also has
injuries.
But now
a fumble could
– even better. But great.
But now a fumble could happen.
This is the football we all grew up with.
Well, then
this
let
is...
it be normal returns. Just go back to 2012.
Can we – like, I want to call Dante Hall. I know he's talked about it a little bit. But, like, I obviously I love Dante. Talked to him before.
Yeah.
But, like – like, do you realize that when Dante Hall was doing, again, mind-blowing things, there were offensive linemen blocking for him? There were, like, gigantic linebackers.
Kevin Hester last night was in the Hall, you know, getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. And
it was a different game.
It's a different game. So, like, I still want the kickoff to matter. I still want it to be relevant just as a fan of the sport and how, you know, we grew up with it. But one thing that I found very interesting about the NFL's presentation about the new rule that all the coaches, all the owners, all the special team coaches went through is there was no kickoff return in the Super Bowl. Not a single one.
True.
And you think about a couple of famous plays, including Devin Hester. Yeah.
And so, like, on the sport's most grandest stage, a play that can be exciting, can kind of change momentum, was just not involved in the deciding game of the championship. So they're going to try to push it. They're going to try to encourage it. But, guys, I mean, it's going to be rough in the preseason because so many guys are fighting for roster spots. You are going to leave early. You are going to leave late. You're going to be holding people. Like, you're going to try to understand the rule as it comes. But hopefully one of these kickoffs pop off and you can see, oh, that's what the rule kind of intends for. Or if you don't have good returners, it will put your team at a disadvantage when you have the ball. So I know it's one game. I wasn't thrilled. I also love that every year there's something wrong with the Hall of Fame game. Well, the field's not right. The stadium lights aren't on. Oh, we got this thing called weather. You know what? Call it. And it's just like
I'm glad they called it. There was no reason.
There's no reason, but I'm just like every year.
Over still hit,
every year I get so hot. Get so pumped for football.
And they give you like 2.5 quarters.
And the field's not right? Like, what are we doing? Like, the lights, like a couple years ago, the lights weren't working, you know, for an NFL preseason game. So
maybe by the time we're there for Andy Reid's induction or Chris Jones or Kelsey's induction, you know.
Right. I just love that we all get hyped and like 5 minutes later we're
this is gone.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is awful.
Before we wrap it, Nate, I did want to ask about your most recent piece up at The Athletic. You heard about Clyde yesterday.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, Mecole Hardman went through something like really serious, and then we found out the next year, and I'm like, why wouldn't you tell us that?
Right.
Because
the
sympathy you feel towards a player. Clyde has been dealing with stuff for years. It puts in perspective what he's been battling while actively with the Chiefs, well, just fighting for, like, football reasons, right?
Yes.
Trying to stay on the field and get your reps and get enough snaps to, like, prove teams you're worth it. What did you make of what Clyde said yesterday?
It's truly noteworthy and very commendable that he was given the opportunity to expand on his tweet from last Sunday, right?
Yeah.
He missed Sunday and Monday's practice as what the Chiefs described and what they've been doing for the past couple years, to your point, as an illness, right? And so that could honestly mean anything. I think most people hear illness and they're like, well, he's sick again? And that's understandable from a fan's perspective. It's like, why are you missing training camp practices? But he goes on Twitter and he shares that, hey, I've been dealing with PTSD. And so that, of course, makes things more interesting because you want to know what has he been going through, but you also don't want to have any triggering,
he mentioned
related
that. He said
symptoms.
Sometimes having those conversations bring it back up.
So it's I would encourage everyone to, if you have time on the, I think it's on the Chiefs YouTube page, you can watch the entire press conferences. That was a longer press conference than usual. He answered every question in great detail. And then obviously I did a lot of work yesterday talking with more people in the organization about just some other details as to what's going on. I mean, after every practice, he talks to Dr. T, you know, because of just the protocol, the procedures that they're going through with him to understand how he's feeling. I thought it was fascinating that from a human element, the guys that know him the best are his teammates, right? Yeah. So Travis Kelce can kind of see when the symptoms are starting to pop up, or, you know, if a certain thought or if a certain memory comes, that you can sort of see that, okay, Clyde needs help, you know, and we want to be more, you know, proactive than reactionary. He did such an amazing thing, and obviously, you know, we were all going through it at the parade, but it's nice to remind yourself that, man, he did something legitimately heroic.
Yeah.
During the parade, when the parade ends with the shooting, trying to save, you know, trying to protect, I should say, not necessarily save, but trying to protect, ensure that a teenager is not in harm's way as much as you can, but also realizing the next day he's going to have anxiety attacks. He's going to have nightmares. He's going to have flashbacks to something that happened to him in 2018 where he had, out of self-defense, he had to, you know, make a life-changing decision for three people. And you can read it in the story. I mean, I don't know how much time we have left, but while he was at LSU, he was trying to sell, and you know, he explains this in the press conference, he was trying to sell an electronic item to an 18-year-old who had ulterior intentions of robbing them, and he's the one who, out of self-defense, kills that man, you know, with a legally registered handgun. So him sharing that publicly for the first time since it's happened is a massive milestone in his own mental health, his growth as a human being. And it makes sense now to some degree why he's had such a up and down last couple of years. You know, statistically, you look at the box scores, you look at his, you know, overall statistics, and you said, well, his production has gone down every year. But he's also a human being. He's also dealing with stuff. Yeah. And even during Super Bowl week, when we were all in Las Vegas, my understanding is he had a flare-up during that week. So, again, the biggest game of the season, as you're trying to prepare, you know, you can have flare-ups that can come, you know, when you least expect it, or when there's just, you know, when you just feel anxiety. And obviously he talked about the idea of, you know, the syndrome that he has that forces him to throw up, which means you lose weight, which means it's just hard to be
your body's not right.
A consistent performer athlete. As a professional athlete. But he's a jovial man. He's been willing to share. And I know he's got a lot of respect in that locker room because he lost his job very quickly, but his professionalism has not changed. Even with what he's struggling with, even what the team is asking for him, even as he enters, you know, pretty much the Jerick McKinnon role now. Mm-hmm. You know, McKinnon is not here. So he's the old guy in the room. He's the veteran. He's the one that's got to get Denarik Prince to be an actual contributor this season. He's got to help him just as much as get Isaiah Pacheco ready. And also, when his number's called, you know, be a plus player with limited opportunities, limited snaps. But what an amazing opportunity for him to really share with in detail what he's going through, so that we all have a better understanding of who he is as a person, not as a football player.
I mean, I thought the whole Super Bowl parade 2 years ago, I guess it would have been, and the whole fashion show. That time I thought that was stupid. You can find the audio. We talked about plenty.
I thought it was stupid then,
and now it puts things even more in perspective. Like that, people were actually attacking somebody because of that decision, and now fast forward to now. Don't you feel, not you, Cody, I'm saying in general, don't you feel?
Relax, man. I didn't say anything bad about Clyde.
Don't you feel silly?
And I remember Clyde telling me at some point later in that offseason, like, no, I, you never know how the season's going to end. Yeah. I agreed. That was my obligation. I'm going to do it, you know?
Being a man of your word. And that's a problem.
Right. And then he said, if we win, I'll be at the next one. And guess what, kids? Yeah. He was at the next one.
And he was. Absolutely. Nate Taylor from The Athletic, our Chiefs insider. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, anytime.
Join us next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.